Farm.
And welcome back to Hamilton Township High School. At the break, Hartley on top of Eastmore, 14-7 in Division 3, Region 11 semifinal action. I'm Randy Reinhart, joined now by Andrew Jahan, the house director, women's soccer coach, and teacher of media. And Andrew, you cannot find a real job, or what's going on here?
Just a lot of different things going on.
Amen.
Seems like every year, a little new role is thrown in my way, so it's hard to say no to Mike Winters.
And thank you for being the leader of so many different men and women in so many different areas. Let's kind of go over a couple things. First of all, for the layperson out there, explain the house system and how that works.
The house system, if you want to think about it, you can always think Harry Potter, because it does come from England and came over to Harvard, and high school is starting to adapt it, because Harvard does things well. We should do kind of follow those as well. But what it is, we break the school up into six different houses, about 120 kids in each house. Within those six houses, there's six mentor groups and 20 per mentor group. And the idea is they meet with a teacher and 20 students each day. So they're getting direct mentoring, building relationships, and they're meeting with those kids for 4 years and that teacher as well. So as we've gotten bigger, we want to keep that family aspect.
And this has been going on for some time at Bishop Hartley, has
it not? This is our ninth year right now, so we're getting to that decade mark.
Another topic I want to hit on is the day of prayer and service. Can you enlighten us more about that?
Yeah, we started that about 4 years ago, and we really wanted to give back to our communities. Service is one of our six pillars, as you may know, but we ask the kids to do 24-hour. We expect them to do 25 hours a year, and so we wanted to kind of take that to the next level. So what we do is we all have service projects around the school, and then we send our seniors out to all our various parishes and grade schools where they do service and just different things that are asked of them.
Time now to talk about the fall sports roundup, and ironically I was asked to do the Division II state volleyball championships.
Whoa.
But I turned it down because I had this fear that Mike Ray and company would be playing at around the same time that the Hawks could be playing.
Yeah.
And indeed, that is the scenario. So I'm doing Division III, but I know the Hawks won the Sampa.
Yes,
and
exciting.
They will play for the championship tomorrow afternoon, correct?
Yes, yes. Three sets, ran it right off. It was awesome to see. Really well-executed game plan for what I can see from my volleyball knowledge, but a lot of fun. So we're really excited. They are back in D2 this year. That hopefully they can bring it home tomorrow. I know it won't be easy.
In fact, folks, it's an all-Catholic Final Four that made it there in Division II.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the other sports during the fall, if you will, Andrew.
Yeah, so I coach girls soccer. We had a, you know, kind of up and down season, but had a decent tournament run. Played the state semifinalist Watterson and lost to them in our second round. I know our boys soccer team lost to a state semifinalist in DeSales as well in the second round, so we had kind of similar results to the end of our seasons. But Chris Kowalski is our boys soccer coach, so we talk a lot, and I know we're both really young. Played, you know, 7 to 8 freshmen, so that bodes well for our future. Cross country, had a really good season, got a couple people to districts, a lot of youth there as well. Our football team, as you know, is doing great. Really proud of our field hockey team, as that program's building as well. I know that's a difficult sport, but they've had a really good season, and had a new coach the last couple years, and she's really building a nice program and competing with some of those upper echelon teams.
And you've had another addition to your sports program, if you will, and media program, if you would, with Bob McGilligan, the voice of the Blue Jackets. I know for a couple years he's been kind of a mentor to some of the folks at Bishop Hartley as well.
Yeah, it's been great. When Bob reached out a couple years ago when his son started at Bishop Hartley, and it's been he's been helping us mentor the kids and give them opportunities to be a part of just different things of what the interviewing process is and teaching them his profession as well. And doing the radio broadcast is really cool for them. So it's exciting. Hopefully it keeps growing as we go into our future here.
As you look at it, if I'm sitting at home and I'm a parent right now, toasty and warm by the fireplace, or a student or student-athlete contemplating what my high school future is going to be, what are some of the positives and the merits of Bishop Hartley, and why should they consider going to a school at the corner of Livingston and Zettler?
Well, I'm a 2004 grad, and I can say that we have quite a few alumni that come back to teach, so that has to say something about inspiring former students to come back and teach. But it's always been a family atmosphere, family community. We take care of each other, and I can't see any better place than to have Catholic education here on the east side at Bishop Hartley. So we'll take care of you. We'll help you grow. We'll challenge you, and we'll set you up for the future.
And here at this football contest, the MASH unit is going to be needed, it looks like, with injuries on both sides. What are your thoughts about this contest right now with the Hawks up 14-7? Fleming goes down with an injury. Jalen January less than 100%. On the other side, the top two running backs for Eastmore have gone out in the first half.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about all the injuries. I didn't realize so many were injured, but... You know, I was expecting a high-scoring game as well, but I guess it's going to just be finding out who's got a, who's going to make a couple stands and who's going to get a couple in the end zone here in the second half. But I know our guys are tough. I know Miles is tough, and he'll want to get back out there if he can, but it's a team, so next man up.
Andrew, if people want to find out more about you or Bishop Hartley, do you have an email address, or is there a website as well, too, for the high school?
Yeah, bishophartley.org, bishop-hartley.org. You can go there, and then all our emails are up there, and always contact us. And we just had our open house last night, but we're always willing to bring people in and take a look and answer any questions.
Would you take Larry back if we gave you some money?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Seven best years of his life, right? Teaching? Not going as a student, right? Thank you very much. Andrew Jahan, we thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you and the Hartley Hawks.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll take a break. Hartley leading here at halftime, 14-7 over Eastmore. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get up to $14,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 Ford F-150 or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Explorer or Escape. You choose. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 in Lancaster at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Do you feel called to a career in ministry? Continue your faith journey as you pursue a master's degree in theology at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. ODU's Theology Master's Program will prepare you to serve in various roles within the Diocese of Columbus, including as a pastoral associate, director of parish schools, youth or campus minister, and high school religion teacher. And you can earn your master's by attending class just once a week. Get started now at ohiodominican.edu/theology.
Jesus said to love others as we love ourselves. He was assuming that we love ourselves. He wants us to believe that we're actually lovable. So what stops you from believing that about you? Scripture calls the devil the father of lies. And lies about who we are tend to slip into our lives in a million different ways. Bullying tells us you're weak. Molestation tells us you're worthless. Verbal abuse tells us you're unlovable. The self-abuse of sin tells us you're no better than your worst mistake. All lies from the father of lies. Jesus said, I am the truth. He also said the truth will set you free. So what's the truth about you? The truth is, we have a Savior and God who thinks that you are worth dying for. When you hear those false identities whispered in your ear, replace them with your real identity, loved.
Team to 7 is the score at the half. Hartley leading Eastmore in our CCL football game of the week, a Division 3 Region 11 semifinal. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820, and I'm joined by the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And it looked like, Lee, this one was going to be a shootout early on, but the defense kind of took over there at the end of the first quarter and through the second quarter, and 14-7 the lead. Defense is something, especially towards the end of the season, that people may have questioned about Hartley. You may have thought this game was going to be a shootout, and it still possibly could. Hartley's given up a lot of points, although the defense very good against Athens last week.
Yeah, very good against Athens. Don't forget about St. Charles. But yeah, coming into this game, you're talking about two teams that have combined for more than 900 points. So when it started out 14-7, I think it was 14-7. At about the 7-minute mark of the first quarter. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, all right, this is, you know, this is going to live up to the hype of the offensive track meet. But, you know, it always seems kind of odd that how these things play out. And I'm sure when we talk to the winning coach, it'll be well, our defense came up big. And, you know, a lot of points both these teams have scored, obviously. But the defense is going to make the difference.
And something that possibly could make the difference moving forward is injuries. And this is something, Lee, as I'm watching all these games tonight, and we'll talk about here shortly, injuries and turnovers seem to really be changing ball games here today. And this one, Eastmore's top two running backs, Savon Edwards and Grace Tyree Sawyer, both out right now as the first half ended with injuries. And, of course, Miles Fleming, the Hartley quarterback, going out. That could be huge for Hartley.
Yeah, it's huge right now, like you say, for both teams. I think Hartley's probably better able to handle the injury. I mean, you don't want to see anybody injured, of course, but Hartley's probably better able to handle it because Savon Edwards, it just means so much to the Eastmore success. I mean, on the season, he scored 30 touchdowns. And, I mean, he's the heart and soul of that offense. And you can probably say the same thing about, Miles Fleming. But Hartley's just got so many weapons. They really do. I mean, there's weapons all over that offense. Not so much for Eastmore.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out as we move forward in the second half with some of these injuries. And we have injuries to talk about in other games as well. Let's start off going around the scores here in Division One, Region Two. Olentangy Liberty at the half has a 3-0 lead over Reynoldsburg. No surprise that defense is reigning in this one. Maybe a little surprise, though, that Reynoldsburg hasn't been able to score. Liberty's field goal, they recovered a fumble on the 12-yard line, so they were in the red zone. Still couldn't punch one in the end zone there. They get the field goal for the 3-0 lead, but a little surprised to see that zero next to Reynoldsburg.
Yeah, that is actually very surprising. You wonder how Reynoldsburg would handle this. I mean, it's, there's only the second playoff victory that they've had. They've played four in the entire program's history. They played four games in the playoffs. Liberty's played four each of the last 2 years.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean that has to give Liberty some confidence and but it still just really, really surprised me. The points that Reynoldsburg's put up, they've been held under 30 points, I think, only, four or five times this year. Last week they had the big victory. I thought that maybe that would get them feeling good, comfortable, all right. We handed that first playoff challenge. But as Buddy White said, that this is a big step because Olentangy Liberty is the two-time defending region champ.
Yeah, the experience factor there for sure. You knew Liberty wasn't going to go away easily in this one, even though the record's definitely different in it. But the Patriots hanging strong here with that 3-0 lead at the half. The other semifinal in Region 2, Moussa Diallo scores as time expires in the first half. Dublin Kaufman has a 23-14 lead over Toledo Whitmer. Injuries, though, possibly a factor in this one, too, Lee. Whitmer's quarterback Riley Keller has gone out late in the first half. They have a sophomore in at quarterback for the final two plays of the first half, so we'll see how he is. But Riley Keller is a Division I college recruit at quarterback for Whitmer. This could be a big game changer in this one.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, entering tonight, he was 135 for 234, 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns. Yeah, you just don't pick a guy up off the bench and say, let's replace that. It's going to change if he can't come back, obviously it's just going to change the dynamics of their offense. And they're going to get a little bit of luck if they want to catch Kaufman. And Kaufman, you got to remember that, going into the game, Mark Crabtree said he was only worried about one quarterback. I mean, Scott Hennon asked him about Riley Keller. He said, I'm only worried about one quarterback, and that's Ethan Brown. Ethan Brown coming off at one of his best games last week. It's not really what we've come to expect, the numbers-wise from a Kaufman quarterback, but he played pretty well. But, if Kaufman can score 23, they got 23 at the half, you got to like their chances because that defense has been playing well all year. They're only allowing 15 points a game. And granted, Whitmer's just about there. But, boy, you really got to like their chances.
And Ethan Brown, you mentioned him. He does have a touchdown pass in this one. The other touchdown for Kaufman was a Mike Drennan touchdown run early in the first quarter. You talk about that Kaufman defense, Lee. They've only given up 7 points in this one. Whitmer's other touchdown was a kickoff return, a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So that D, just like Reynoldsburg, we talked about, strong for Kauffman.
Oh, yeah, it really is. You know, they've, the last time in, what, last five games that they've given up more than 10 points was a loss to Davidson. You know, and... you know, and even Coach Crabtree says that, you know, they've really got to rely on that defense. And, you know, the offense is scoring enough to make them successful. But, boy, that defense is lights out at times.
You mentioned Davidson. Let's swing over to Region 3 in Division 1. Davidson had a turnover early that Springfield was able to turn into 7 points. But Jordan Hicks has 2 touchdown runs since then, and Davidson has a 14-7 lead. Jordan Hicks kind of had a coming out party last week, and he's continuing it this week for the Wildcats.
Yeah, he had 4 touchdowns, a career high, I think 194 yards. The thing that makes Davidson so difficult, I mean, we talk about that, just that ground attack, but you've got Jordan Hicks, he's got about 800 yards rushing, Christian Sweet, about 600, and Caleb O'Connor, 500. I mean, they usually just try to go with the hot hand, and, you know, last couple weeks it's been Jordan Hicks. But, boy, I tell you, when Kauffman gets, or Davidson gets a lead on you like that, man, that just puts a lot of pressure on you, the other team's offense, because they've got to produce, because if Davidson's just taking those, you know, 12, 15, 18 play drives, that just does nothing but eat the clock.
Christian Sweet, a long punt return to set up the one Jordan Hicks touchdown. Another injury in this one is Springfield's leading rusher, Tavion Smoot, went out early in this one as well. So Springfield scored their touchdown right after that. Of course, it was on good field position from that turnover, but another game here where injuries could play a factor. When I was looking at the staff predictions this week, Lee, for the This Week Riders, it seemed like, and this has kind of been the tone here as the end of the year come and the playoffs have come, but it seemed like Davidson might be the team that everyone has thrown their saddle on here. Early in the year, of course, it was Pickerington Central, but it seems like everybody is really primed for a long Davidson run.
Yeah, I think so, and, you know, because it's what you expect. Now, next week, you know, if these halftime scores hold up, next week we got the, you know, the rematch of the Week 5 game between Davidson and Pickerington Central, which would be awful interesting to see. But, yeah, when Davidson's got it going, and they've got the history, you know, they've got 2 state titles, you know, they are just a tough out. When you see that jersey and you're the opponent, it does cause a double take from you.
And they've got a coach that's been there before too and knows how to maneuver the playoffs.
Oh yeah, and he's I think what he said was, you know, that, you know, they're not as big, they're not as fast as a lot of the teams they play. He said, you know, the thing that they rely on is the camaraderie of their team, you know, and it's intangibles like that that he's talked to us about that makes a difference for the team. Something was lacking last year when they went 5-5 and missed the playoffs. But he said that to us early on, that he just thought that the team had those intangibles that previous Davidson teams had.
You talk about that possible rematch next week. Pickerington Central has a 16-7 lead at the half over Clayton Northmont. The big play in this one, Lee, Terry Simiel with a pick 6 right after Demetri Crenshaw had the touchdown run that gave Pickerington Central the 9-7 lead. Man, I didn't like this matchup this week here for Pickerington Central with this battle-tested Northmont team. Huge play, though, from Simiel, giving them the cushion here at the half.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's hard to say this about a team that's 9-2, but I think with Pickerington Central, especially, you know, once they lost to Lancaster, once they lost to Reynoldsburg, we kind of looked at them and said, maybe this just isn't the, you know, Pickerington teams that we've seen. And Jay Sherritt told us last week, Coach Sherritt told us last week that, you know, they don't get everybody's A game. They get everybody's A plus game. And they're used to that. And it's bitten them a couple times. But boy, I tell you what, you know, it's hard to count them out. That's why I said next week will be interesting if this holds.
Yeah, it's tough to go against that playoff experience. This one, a rematch from last year. Pickerington Central beat Northmont, knocked them out in the playoffs. So you know Northmont would like to get them back. In Division 2, Region 7, Maslin scored at the end of the half to take a 17-9 lead over Whitehall. I'm surprised the Rams are playing this tough. playing them this tough, that it's this close.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The thing that concerned me coming into tonight was Coach Lightfoot had said all along, the seniors want to get to the 12th game. You know, they want to get there. So it almost seemed like they beat Dover. What a comeback that was, or what a game that was, and a comeback for them. But, you know, it almost seemed like, a sense of relief. We got a playoff win, their first one since 2003. And I was really kind of curious to see how they would show up tonight. And, boy, they really seemed to have showed up. I think the second half of this game is going to be interesting. It's going to tell a lot, you know, about Whitehall, because they're down. You know, Maslin is, you know, one of the most storied programs in the state, obviously. But, you know, this is the first time Maslin's had an undefeated, untied season so far since 1970. You know, they've not won a state championship since there's been playoffs. So you've got to get past that fact. I mean, it was a couple years ago, I think, in 2016, when Dublin Scioto went up there and beat them in the playoffs. So you got to get past a little bit of that mystique. But, you know, we're older guys.
Yeah.
And we understand the mystique. You know, I don't know that, you know, a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid from Whitehall is going to understand that, you know, what the mystique of Maslin is.
Looks like Whitehall trying to play for that 13th week for sure. We will find out here in the second half in that one. Speaking of the second half, they're ready to kick off out in Division 3 at Hamilton Township. Let's head back out to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf. Hartley leading 14-7 over Eastmore.
Mateo Agresti has it teed up.